This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Obviously, we're 1 week away until Christmas, and many people are out and about getting their final holiday shopping done. But obviously, given inflation and the economy today, habits might change a little bit in terms of holiday shopping this year. Anything in particular with your shopping this year that has changed in habit-wise with what you're doing here this year?
No, I'll be spending just about the same amount as I spent last year. Yep, everything will stay the same.
How much was that, you might be asking?
Well, it depends on the person. It depends on the person.
Right.
So probably, all in all, probably about $1,000.
Okay. All right. Fallon?
Yeah, I am no longer exchanging with, like, adults. I'm doing just kids this year because that's where I want to put my main focus. They're fun. It's fun for the kids at Christmas to open up what they want. So instead of buying my brother something, I'm buying his children something.
Well, you kind of led me into the next question I'll ask you, Terry. I mean, do you have like a cap in terms of who you're buying for and like what you're buying for this year, essentially?
Yes. Main, you know, just no more friends, really. Unless I find something they absolutely will love, I'm not just buying gifts to buy gifts.
Okay. And Fallon, Terry said earlier that she has about $1,000 limit. Do you have a limit yourself in terms of what you're purchasing for the people that you're going to be?
Yeah, I'm under $500. Yeah, like I'm very frugal with how I'm spending things.
I have children. She does not.
Okay.
True. Yes. I have nieces and nephews, and that's that.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And your tradition, obviously, with cutting out, you know, other people and just buying for the nieces and nephews, I think that's more of a common thing now. Do you agree in the sense that more people you know are doing that, or are there any other things that might be this year that you're doing that might eventually become tradition going forward for Christmas and holiday shopping?
I'm pretty much keeping with my same traditions of buying, you know, certain people a certain gift, and they get the same gift every year, and everybody knows to expect it and they love it, and I'm sticking with that.
I don't know. Wait, what was the question again?
Just in terms of you've already made the tradition to only buy for nieces and nephews. Is there anything else that like you're thinking of that you're doing this year that might eventually become more of a tradition for years to come?
So we have talked about doing like a white elephant-esque with my family that is just adults, with that doesn't have like the small kids in it. Like my dad's side of the family, it's all adults. No one has kids yet. I mean, my brother has his kids, but we're gonna discuss pulling names next year, only buying one person something. You know, that's gonna be the topic for this year, because when you don't have kids to buy for and it's just adults, it's kind of like a gift card exchange, and that's not fun.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.